Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be holy.
All right, listen. I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Do you remember when God was passing out punishments to Satan and out to Eve and Adam when sin was brought forth on the earth? Do you remember that? God told Satan there would be enmity or pure hate between him or his seed and the seed of Eve or the seed of Adam. And so with that, the seed of Adam would actually bruise the head of Satan, but Satan would bruise his heel. Well, it is that same event that we've all been waiting for. That's the gospel, the freedom of God's people. So we've been waiting all this time for God to make good on that promise of crushing the head or bruising the head of Satan and freeing his people from sin. So that is the good news that we preach. God has lived up to his promise. He has crushed the head of the devil. He has bruised the head of the devil. And his people, those who believe and are his children, are actually freed from bondage, freed from sin. So there are a lot of people who are always down on themselves about sin and feeling bad and can't come up because they just feel so sinful. Well, I want to bring news to you. God has made a way for all of us to be free from sin, free from guilt. He did. And so it's up to us to actually believe it, because once we believe it, we will begin to change our behaviors to show that we believe it. Not that you change your behaviors to show that you believe it. No, you change your behaviors. And because you've changed your behaviors, it shows that you believe it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some people will just do things to be seen. And others will just do things but are seen. They're able to do a thing, but they are seen. And so that's the same thing. We, as the children of God, we don't just not sin to be seen as not sinning. We stop sinning because our mind has changed. Our mind has changed. And your mind won't begin to change until the people actually start preaching this message. Now, what message are we talking about? We're talking about preaching the kingdom. Most people do not want to preach the kingdom, because when you preach the kingdom, that stops you from preaching what's popular amongst other church people and amongst other churches, or what you see on television or what you hear on the radio. That message was the message that the kingdom is here. The kingdom is here, that Jesus Christ has died on the cross, that he's taken away the sins of the world. And if you believe that, you should repent from sin, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive the Holy Ghost. Walk in that kingdom and be holy from that point on. That was the message. And so people do not want to preach that message. Now, if you just go back and think, how many times have you heard this message amongst the churches that you've attended or the church that you're a member of? A lot of times they don't know to preach this message, but they're supposed to. They're supposed to know, and God's supposed to be talking to them to help them while they preach this message. Even if we go back to the day of Pentecost, which was the birth of the church, you will find that same message being preached. Repent from sin, be baptized, receive the Holy Ghost. I mean, all of that is what the message is. But what do you hear now? Nowadays, you hear people talking about everything. They're talking about being your best you and haters, money. That was never part of the gospel. That was never part of the kingdom. And because they don't preach the kingdom, they don't get the signs that follow. Okay, let's read this. This was Mark chapter 16, verses 15. And then Jesus told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. Now, when is the last time you heard that sermon in your church? When is the last time you heard that statement in your church? Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. So you got to believe and you got to be baptized. Huh? But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. So, and then people say, well, see, you don't have to be baptized. Well, if you're believing, you will be baptized. But if you don't believe, there's no need to baptize. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If you don't believe, there's no need to baptize. But if you do believe, the commandment is to us to baptize. And most people do not want to be baptized because that means that's an outward manifestation that you have changed, that you are obeying the word of God, that you are changed. You're not the same person that you were the day before. But I suggest if you don't believe, don't get in the water. Do not get in the water and make a fool of yourself. Do not do that. If you believe, then you will automatically be baptized. You will go and be baptized. If you believe and you've changed, you will be baptized. Most people think the baptism is nothing, but the scripture says that water baptism washes away our sins. Not necessarily that it replaces what Jesus did. No. The water puts you into the grave that Jesus was in. It puts you up there on the cross where Jesus was. It takes away your sin. The sacrifice was for our sins. And so the baptism washes away our sin. So it says, if you believe and are baptized, you're fine. You will be saved. But if you don't ever believe, there's no need to get into the water. There's no need in being baptized. There's no need because it won't help you. You have to believe and be baptized. Believe and be baptized. They will cast out demons in my name. When have you seen that? Matter of fact, while we're here doing this right now, if there are any evil spirits under the sound of my voice, come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out. That's all I have to say to you. There's no need in going any further about believing. There's no need in going any further about being baptized when you have an evil spirit upon you or in you. And if you don't want the evil spirit in you, I'm praying right now that the Lord would cast the devil out. The devil has to come out. The demon has to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's it. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. They will cast out devils in my name, and they will speak in new languages. So most people say, well, speaking in tongues is not for everybody. It's not. It isn't. Speaking in tongues is for those who believe. It's not for everybody. Everybody don't believe. Now, when I say speaking in tongues, or when the scripture says speaking in tongues, that don't mean that you go and speak in tongues whenever you get ready. You speak in tongues as the Spirit moves upon you to speak in tongues. The Spirit will have you speak in tongues when the Spirit wants you speaking in tongues. It's not a thing where you just turn it on and turn it off. These signs shall follow them that believe. They will cast out devils in my name, or demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. Number 18, they will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything that's poisonous, it won't hurt them. That don't mean you go around picking up snakes. That's not what that means. If you believe you go around picking up snakes, that's not what that's talking about. That's not what it means. When we're talking about snakes, what was the first serpent that we ran into? The devil. So it reiterates what was just stated. It says that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out demons in my name. So when it starts talking about handling snakes or serpents, it's talking about demons, evil spirits. That's what it's talking about. Anything that you drink that's poisonous, it won't hurt you. If you didn't know it was poisonous and somebody tried to kill you, it won't hurt you. Those who believe, that's what it says. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. Now, when was the last time you saw that? I'm not talking about blowing on people. I'm talking about laying hands on people and they are healed. These are the signs that follow them that believe. And these are the signs that followed the disciples. They went into all the world preaching and God working with them. And they did these things. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will recover. Then they will recover. Not a maybe, not a, okay, I don't know. No, they will recover. This is what they're talking about. When we start talking about preaching the kingdom, we should see this somewhere, not necessarily in church, but we should see that outside of the church. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And because we don't see it, that tells me one thing. Either God's not working with us, or we're not preaching the gospel, or we're not preaching the good news, or we're not preaching the message, or we're not preaching the kingdom. That's the only explanation we have. It's either something wrong with God or something wrong with us, and we know nothing's wrong with God, so it has to be us. We have to preach the kingdom. If we don't preach the kingdom, these signs don't follow. And the only reason we're not preaching the kingdom is because we don't believe. As a matter of fact, the scriptures talk about Jesus skipping over or not visiting an entire city because of unbelief. So God couldn't do any work there because of unbelief. So I suggest to you, the reason why God hadn't done certain things in our churches, unbelief. There's certain things that are in our homes that we need fixed and God did not fix them. Unbelief, sickness, unbelief. Listen, all we have to do is preach the kingdom. If we preach the kingdom, these things should follow. Not all the time, but we should see them. We should see them. The Holy Ghost had this thing written down for us to read it so that we could see it. All right, now listen, let's go to verse number 19. Now, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and set in the place of honor at God's right hand. Now, see that there you go. I want to make sure that you understand there's no right or left hand side of God because God is everywhere. Jesus is God. Jesus Christ is God. Verse number 20. And the disciples went everywhere and preached. Now, they went everywhere, just like he said, and preached. And the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. So the Lord confirmed what they said with signs. I pray that the Lord does that. I listen, Lord, we're doing a lot of preaching. We're doing a lot of preaching. Confirm your word so that people will keep their faith in you and not in people. And keep their faith in you and not in other men. That is the whole entire reason why I tell people, God is all there is, and we're waiting for him to confirm his word to us. Let's take a break.
Be holy.
Come on, everybody. Let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
Yeah. That's Jesus Rose from the 40 Plus Church Songs Project. Man, that song's been all over the country. Listen, We want everybody to go and share it. Go to YouTube, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music. Share it with somebody. Share it. There ain't no harm in sharing. Listen, let's get back to the lesson. All right. Verse 20. We're going to read verse 20 again at Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And it talks, it says this, and the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them. That's what we need. We need the Lord to work through the pastors. We need the Lord to work through all the ministers. We need the Lord to work through all the preachers. And then when he works through them, we want him to confirm his word. We want him to confirm what they said. But I listen, I am convinced that most preachers will not preach what God has told them to preach. They will not allow God to work with them so that he can confirm what they said. That's how we know, man, if they would just preach the word, preach that the kingdom is here. The kingdom is the Holy Ghost. If they would just tell the people to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, listen, you're not going to get everybody. Everybody's not going to receive the Holy Ghost, but it's available. It's available. People will listen. If you're preaching the word of God and then God opens their ears to so that they can hear what you're saying, then God will actually confirm. God will confirm if you're saying what he told you to say. That's the key of it. We have to say what God has told us to say. The disciples had to say what God told them to say. They didn't say their own thing and then wait for God to confirm what they said. No, they said what God told them to preach. God gave them what to preach. The Spirit was in control. The Spirit spoke for them. The Spirit tells us what to say. That's why I always tell people, you can try to write it down if you want to. You can put it on your iPad. You can put it on social media, whatever you want to do. It's not going to help you. All you're doing is memorizing or reading what God gave you a whole nother day, and you're trying to give it to these or force feed people today on what you ate yesterday or what you ate last week or last year. Because, you know, preachers, a lot of times that's what they do. They'll write down their sermon, put it in the file cabinet, and then pull it out when they're not hearing anything from the Lord. And listen, if you're really in tune with the Lord, it's the same thing all the time. He tells you. The kingdom is the thing that's supposed to be preached. The kingdom is the subject matter. The kingdom, receiving the Holy Ghost, stepping away from sin, and living holy from then on. That's the kingdom. I don't have nothing else to tell you. Most people want, they want you to actually hook people with sinful things or sinner subject matter to try to get them into the church. Listen. If the Lord don't draw you, you're not coming. The Lord's not going to use music to draw you. The Lord's not going to use a choir to draw you. He did not die on the cross in order for the choir to draw you. No, if the Lord don't draw you, you are not coming. The Spirit has to do all the drawing. And if you don't let the Spirit draw, you're always going to be chasing these people. They become a member of your church or the church attendance. And as soon as your service appears to be boring or not as up to par as someone else's service, then they're going over to the other service. And now you have to figure out what you're going to say to get them back to your service or back to your church and enjoying what you're doing. Listen, it's all about the Holy Ghost. It is all about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. The Holy Ghost is the preacher, the Holy Ghost. There is only but one preacher in the whole universe, and that is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the preacher. The Holy Ghost is not to make you dance. The Holy Ghost is not to make you scream in church. That's a cultural thing. That's usually in a certain church setting that where they do things like that. Listen, the Holy Ghost is supposed to teach you everything you need to know about God. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. So you can go to the library, you can go to theology school, you can go to seminary, you can go to a collegiate campus and take some religious study courses, but it's not going to help you any. That's not going to help you. You're never going to understand God through those means. The only way you're ever going to understand God is for the Holy Ghost to teach you. The Holy Ghost can be honest with you, and the Holy Ghost will make you be honest with yourself. The Holy Ghost is the one who actually allowed us to even see the written things in the Bible. And if the Holy Ghost wrote it, no man can teach you what the Holy Ghost wrote. I can't even teach you that. All I can ever do is tell you what he said, and then he teaches you. The scripture talks about there comes a time in life when you don't need a man to teach you anything. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. You can have as many books as you want, but the Holy Ghost is the teacher. And if you don't teach people to depend on the Holy Ghost, they will always depend on books and other men. That's why God always, he will confirm what the preachers said, so that the people's faith would remain in God and not in books and not in people. Out of all those books that people are writing, they can't do not one sign of their own. They can't. All they can ever do is write down something that they heard from someplace else and somebody else said. That's all they could ever do. So preachers, ministers, we have to get back to preaching the kingdom. The kingdom is all we're supposed to be preaching. Sure, we'll touch on other subjects, but it's all about the kingdom. We can teach about the other subjects. That's called perfection. But when we're talking about people being saved and people being introduced to God, we're talking about entering into the kingdom. And they don't even know that they can't enter into the kingdom the first time they hear you talking. They can't even see the kingdom. Until they're born again, they have to be born again in order to even see the kingdom. They got to be born of the water and the spirit in order to enter. If you're not born of the water and the spirit, if you're not born of water, being baptized, and you're not born of the spirit, receiving the Holy Ghost, you will not enter into that kingdom. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. He said, you're a master, you're a teacher, and you don't know this? If you're born of the water and the spirit, now you can enter into the kingdom. But until then, you're outside of the kingdom. You're outside of the kingdom. And the preachers will not, they just won't tell the people that because they figure that the people won't come hear them preach. Are you serious? You won't tell them the truth because you feel like they'll stop coming to your church? There's a new wave coming, and I'm telling you now, the preachers who will not preach what God said won't be around long. You watch. Here in this city, the older preachers are dying off one by one, and all we're left with is a lot of young preachers who think they know a whole lot because they went to seminary or went to somebody's Bible study. But I'm telling you, the time is coming to where we will all have to preach the kingdom. Or else.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.